Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about developmental delay. And if you want to follow along with written notes on this topic, you can follow along at zerotofinals.com/delay or in the development section of the Zero to Finals pediatrics book. So let's get straight into it. When you're doing a developmental assessment of a child, it's important to appreciate that children develop at different rates and there's flexibility in the milestones. However, a child who's very slow in all milestones or lags behind on a specific developmental domain may have underlying pathology. Global developmental delay. Global developmental delay refers to a child displaying slow development in all developmental domains. This could indicate an underlying diagnosis, such as Down syndrome, Fragile X syndrome, fetal alcohol syndrome, Rett syndrome, and metabolic disorders. Gross motor delay. A delay that's specific to the gross motor domain may indicate underlying cerebral palsy, ataxia, myopathy, spina bifida, or visual impairment. Fine motor delay. A delay that's specific to the fine motor domain may indicate underlying dyspraxia, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, visual impairment, or congenital ataxia, which is rare. Language delay. A delay that's specific to the speech and language domain may indicate underlying specific social circumstances, for example, exposure to multiple languages at home or siblings that do all the talking. It could also indicate hearing impairment, learning disability, neglect, autism, or cerebral palsy. Management of language delay involves referral to a speech and language therapist, audiology, and a health visitor. Referral to safeguarding may be required if neglect is a concern. Personal and social delay. A delay that is specific to the personal and social domain may indicate underlying emotional and social neglect, parenting issues, or autism. So thanks for listening to this brief episode on developmental delay. We're going to go through all the diagnoses that have been discussed here separately in a lot of detail in different episodes of the podcast. If you want written notes on the podcast, head over to Amazon and pick up a copy of the Zero to Finals Pediatrics book. You can also find full audiobook versions of the Zero to Finals books on Audible. And you can find notes, videos, illustrations, and questions completely free on the Zero to Finals website at zerotofinals.com. And I hope you tune in to the next episode where we'll be talking about learning disability.